Good evening. Welcome to River Styx at Duff's. This is the first in three consecutive Monday night National Poetry Month performances in the 24th season of Duff's. We want to welcome everybody here. Special welcome to our friends from Louisville. Thanks for coming up. We look forward to hearing from you. My name is Michael Castro. I'm the co-director of the series here. And tonight we do a special program, not just for National Poetry Month, but a special preview of a festival which will officially begin the 11th of April, this coming Sunday, and Bid Me Sing, the Langston Hughes St. Louis World Black Poetry Festival. We have posters available that give the schedule of the of events of that festival, which will take place at the Botanical Garden and other venues in the St. Louis area. Tonight we're going to have winners of the poetry contest and Bid Me Sing for the festival, as well as two of the most creative, dynamic, poetic forces in St. Louis, David Jackson and Percy Wells. So we're going to get started right away. I want to bring up to finish the introductions, the founding force behind the festival and a great poet in his own right, Brother David Jackson, to introduce tonight's program and the festival. David Nelson. I'm sorry. Forget about David Jackson for a couple of minutes.
I could be confused with worse people than David Jackson. Good evening. First of all, I always like to start off by acknowledging the Creator, the Most High of the universe, for without the creative force of life, I would not be standing here before you. So I greet you in peace. And I want to welcome all of the souls who have braved the drizzle and braved the uncertainty of what it is that we're doing here tonight, because this is something that's very unique. I'm the artistic director for And Bid Him Sing, which is the second edition of the Langston Hughes St. Louis World Black Poetry Festival. It's an idea that was conceived by the brainchild of a cultural organization by the name of Divinity. Divinity is dedicated to bringing the finest in culture from the African diaspora. And so we have conceived this Langston Hughes St. Louis World Black Poetry Festival to run it. This is the second one. Last year was our first one. This is our second annual, and next year will be our third annual. Following next year, we will perform it in even-numbered years. So we're going to do three straight, then even-numbered years. And so I can guarantee you, first of all, I'd like to invite you to participate in the festival. And as Michael said, we have posters available. And we even have a few flyers available for those who are seriously interested in the festival. It's an eight-day festival. This is what we call pre-festival week. And we're very thankful to Duff's for joining with us in this great venture. I have a brochure on the festival also for those interested in being partners with us. And I say that the festival will be a blessing to all of those foresighted people who are wise enough to join with us now in helping it to reach its full stature. It's a baby now. We're in our second year. No, babies learn how to walk when they're two. So we're learning how to walk this year. Next year we're going to be running. So join with us in the Langston Hughes Festival. We're, again, very happy to celebrate in this second annual festival our first And Bid Him Sing poetry contest. And Bid Him Sing, first of all, each year the festival has a title. Last year's festival was titled From the Heart of the Blues, and it referred to the blues tradition of black poetry. This year is titled And Bid Him Sing, and it refers to Conti Cullen's significant poem from the Harlem Renaissance. Anybody here ever heard of the Harlem Renaissance? Hey, good, good. I want to make sure you're out there, ask you a few questions. The Harlem Renaissance, one of the poets who was highly recognized was a poet by the name of Conti Cullen. Another poet who was highly recognized was Langston Hughes in the Harlem Renaissance. But the Harlem Renaissance was a renaissance in which the shapers of this culture reached out and found talented black people and underwrote them. The difference today is that we're having a renaissance that we are doing with organizations like Divinity. Ain't no shapers of the culture reaching out to us. They may come along after a while and see that this is something they'd like to help support. But we're doing this from the grassroots, from the bootstraps up. We have some small grants, but those are not what's allowing us to do what we're doing. We got people who are catching hold of the vision, like our precious sister, Aletha Hart, who is a teacher in Louisville. When I was up there for the performance and shared with her, and she had some of her students enter the contest, and lo and behold, they happened to end up being some of the winners of the contest. And so this is our first written word contest. Last year we had, and we will have our second one this year at Divinity, the spoken word contest. And there's still time to enter the spoken word contest by simply coming out to Divinity on Wednesday night at our Mudapo. This Wednesday is the last night of the spoken word contest. The difference between written and spoken word is obvious. You had to write a poem in response to Conti Cullen's, the Harlem Renaissance poet Conti Cullen's, a significant poem, Yet Do I Marvel. And the poem says in part this: Yet do I marvel at this curious thing, to make a poet black and bid him sing. And we took that as the title of our festival, And Bid Him Sing. But the idea is what we challenged all of our writers with, that you would write a poem in response to Yet Do I Marvel. And so tonight, we have the very wonderful opportunity to welcome five of our contest winners. We're divided up into three segments: adult, high school, and secondary school or elementary school. We don't have the, we're missing one of our winners who happens to be in St. Croix. We're missing our children, the babies, who we didn't bring out tonight from elementary school, but we do have high school winners and two of our adult winners. Do we have two or one so far? We expect to have the second one by the time we get to it. So we have four of the five we're supposed to have. So in addition to that, we have, as was said to you by Michael, two of the most dynamic poetic forces here in St. Louis, David Jackson and Percy Wells. We put ourselves, our talent together to form a little trio, which we called the Last Poets St. Louis Edition. For any of you who might not know, for any of you who may not know, I bear the moniker of Father of the Rappers, founder of the Last Poets. And so as the founder of the Last Poets, I got together with these two poetic talents, and we agreed to perform as the Last Poets St. Louis Edition. And so tonight, minus the third force, you will have two of the Last Poets St. Louis Edition and two dynamic and creative forces in poetry in their own right, Percy Wells and David Jackson. So without further ado, I'd like to begin by presenting to you one of our contest winners. Is everybody ready? Are you contest winners ready? They're ready. Okay, so I think what we'll do is we will start with the youth. And so, since we have two young men and one young lady, I'll bring one of the young men on first. So whoever wants to go first, it looks like Ricky wants to go first because Darius bowed his head. Ricky Jones. Met Ricky. It's Ricky Bowler.
Yeah, Ricky Bowler. I'm Ricky Bowler. I'm from Louisville, Kentucky. Yeah, Iroquois High School. Yeah, and this is my poem in response to the NBDM sing. Okay. It says, and yet I marvel at this curious thing to make a poet black and bid him sing, as if to have a man rest on a bed of nails while enduring bad dreams, and yet I marvel. Like having one do all that he must, but his all isn't enough. Or have some go to the back and stand up on the bus, and yet I marvel. A man's communication being voiced only through pad and pen, but has to face the aching pains of arthritis in his hand, and yet I marvel. To give weary people a long journey, but give this vigorous journey no end. Having been told it's wrong to mix races, but the white kid's your only friend, and yet I marvel. And yet I marvel. Why must we have so much pressure? Isn't reaching our goals enough? Why give us a sense of need when what we want is sometimes too much? So many burdens, and yet I wonder why it's such asked. Thinking it's so hard to make it through life alone, but yet so much is asked. And yet I marvel. Being an African American in a town where the world doesn't want you, being told lies and falsified when all you want heard is the truth. And yet I wonder at what he marvels, and still I find my mind frame paused. How can I be faced with the burden of being black and also have to pursue the talents because of the Lord's laws? And yet I marvel. Thank you.
All right, that's Ricky Bowles, Ricky Bowler. And now we're going to bring forth, I guess we'll do them in order. We're going to bring the sister. We're going to alternate. We're going to bring Belicia Sullivan.
Belicia Sullivan, and I'm from Iroquois High School. And this is my response to And Bid Him Sing. I was born into this world, black and proud, with a toothless smile, and gifted to sing my song aloud. But my ancestors' blood is within me, so my birth announced me to new age slavery. And my dark-colored skin, filled with melanin, portrayed a free lady I'll never be. The struggles of my life, the long, long lines and racial fights, the snares on the faces of whites, and my own mother stands up for my rights. I've been pushed my whole life. My blessing is a lesson, but will I die before I recite? For my misunderstanding is a contraception for me. This is a profession for me. This is my life, and it is destined.
Let's have another love for Belicia. I don't know if you can realize what's happening here, but these are young people who had no dream. All they did was write a poem. They never done this before. They never done anything like this before. So we need to show them really love. And now our third person that we're going to bring forth, Darian Clay.
How y'all doing? My name is Darian Clay, and I'm from Louisville, Kentucky, Iroquois High School, class of 99. I'm going to recite a poem from you that I entered to the contest. Please bear with me if I kind of mess up a little bit, because you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of nervous and everything. So, here I go. Okay. It says, gifted to word the spirit of mankind in different ways, poetic structures or metaphoric phrase, describing pain of olden days, serenading creation while wishing the wayward would marvel, for I've reached my pinnacle. Heavy complexion, word seducer, with talents considered far futile, gifts and blessings, some praise with racing tears, others envy, sucking up fears as I utilize lessons from childhood years. Pad and pen, my only friend, my comfort when I'm at a loss of friend, hard to shake thoughts of human cargo when mortal sin. Writing, I feel long, hot days of toil, backbreaking work for those loyal, flawless in their own foolish minds, destined to burn beneath God's people. In dreams, I see a cold night, ankles chained tight, mothers not with their daughters, black arms jerk with such might, veins exposed, clothes thrown on flows, ignorance has stripped my mother of all she knows. Purity and sensitivity was lost in those times, 400 years of crooked thinking aroused by crooked minds, whips and sticks thrashing over spines, no mercy, thus I write with a fury, the fury of cow has the once made eyes blurry, however, the sting and abuse ink and pens reverse, grips reflect what hurts, the pen unlocked minds in a controversial verse, a verse written to awaken my brothers and praise my black forefathers, Douglas, Dunbar, X, and King, Lord knows my theme, struggle against all odds with a smile and saying, let freedom ring, Lord, racism can't break what you've given me, love for all races times seven, political hypocrites can't tax my way to heaven, from Jefferson to Bush, the government can, mess me up, man. From Jefferson to Bush, the government was never meant for us. The Declaration of Independence was a contradiction for them who hate us. It was written to fool minds, hypnotize the enemy with their desires and attractive lines. War strategy in America, to the loose mind that I revealed was undiscovered and undercover. I was sent to visualize, prophesize the truth and true lies. I'm here to spark revolution, erect black-born children out of mass confusion, and into the light of revolution. My brothers and sisters, take of me all you need. Could it be I'm here to die for thee? If so, take of me knowledge and black pride. Revolution is near us. I praise when I write this, because I'm not here to write with lust, but for black integration purpose. Thank you.
All right, you did it.
Skirt.
Huh? Go ahead. All right, come on, let's show a little more love, man. These high school students who never dreamed they'd be out here reciting their poetry, and they've done it. Come all the way from Louisville, Kentucky, to celebrate. Now that ought to tell the people in St. Louis something about the Langston Hughes Poetry Festival. If we got people coming from Louisville. And like I said, I just missed getting one of our winners from St. Croix. But we just couldn't get her all the way here at this point. But now we have two of our adult winners here. And we're going to bring one of our winners who just came in. Give her a chance to catch her breath. And she's going to come up, one of our adult winners. We've had our three high school winners. Let's have another hand for all three of them. All right. Thank you. And see, that last young man, he was the epitome. I mean, we were practicing on the way over here in the car. And I told him, just as we stepped in, I said, look, if you do it just like you did it the first time, it's going to be all right. Not to mention what we tried to push him to. Try to free him up. It was good. It was all right. See, that's what I told him. It was going to be all right. It's good. Okay, you've had a chance to catch your breath. Now we're going to bring some of our adults to you. And we bring to you. And see, we're reaching out. I mean, first of all, the poets who are reading in the festival were not eligible for the contest. I mean, it wouldn't be hard to have a David Jackson or a Percy Wells or a Michael Castro in this contest. But we're reaching out for fresh, young talent, people who are just getting started, people who are pushing out. We're drawing them in. So we want you to welcome all of our talent. So welcome Makeda.
Hello, everyone. Thank you. It's a blessing to be here, and I thank you for letting me be a part of this festival. Okay? I would like to say shalom. This poem is called a praise poem. And when a Maasai warrior goes out to kill a lion, he comes back and he writes a poem that says, I am. Okay? So everybody should have a praise poem about yourself. Okay? You see me standing here. And now when you leave, I don't want you to say, well, you know that big girl that won. I want you to look at me like this. You know, she was an abundance of femininity. So it's all about how you look at yourself, right? Okay? Okay? And I don't want you to say, well, you know, she was kind of light-skinned. Say she was tawny, like the sands on the desert. Okay? So this poem is about love. Because, you know, love begins with yourself, right? You know, the Bible says, you know, love your neighbor as yourself. If I don't love me, I can't love you, right? Okay. Cleo by Makeda. Just like Queen Cleopatra, you see, I'm a thick, tawny Moor. Kings and sheiks, they be knocking at my door. But you see, God peeps them and keeps them all at bay. And until my Heavenly Father reveals his choice, it doesn't matter what they have to say. Now, baby, 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 I might not look that impressive to you, but to my Heavenly Father, I'm his rare and precious jewel. You see, him being the master jeweler, the creator, he has designed a diamond so precise, Cartier wishes they could sail this ice. I didn't know it was going to be children here, okay? Just God gave me this gift. And my godmamas, Nikki and Maya, taught me how to break it down to you like this. You see, am I ego tripping, believing that I'm a phenomenal woman? No, no, no. You see, Brother King and Sister Queen, all that I'm trying to convey to you is that you, and I are fearfully and wonderfully made. Great are thy works, O Lord. Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Let's show just a little more love to the cater. She brought it on down here. She brought it right to the point. And now to bring about the culmination of the contestants, the winners of our contest, we have our dear beloved Kava.
Good evening, everybody. I just wanted to give praise to my sister. You did a beautiful job, and that was just excellent. This is my response to Bid Him Sing. Again, my name is Kava. It is amazing to me that a black man can sing with the beautiful harmony of his soul in this land of his captivity, can sing despite the memory of the lynching of his ancestors still whispering through the trees. He can sing still as southern earth remembers the taste of our children buried beneath its surface. He lifts his voice above the cries of his mothers and sisters and daughters, living the nightmare of their mental and physical rape by their captors. He sings through the making of a slave, his mind being bonded in chains of miseducation. Bid him sing. Bid him to sing the songs of Zion, keeping the music of his spirit stirring in his soul, the music that brings forth the forgotten beauty lost to his mind, but remembered in his very cells. His singing inspires the hope passed on from generation to generation. Bid him to sing of the hope of a divine dreamer, a dreamer who sees a time when our families once again becomes the source of our strength, a time when a man can be the head of his family, our women can nurture our families, and our children can experience the joy of being a child. Bid him to sing of a righteous world, governed by men, governed by God, a world of unity among brothers and sisters, a world where love is expressed by doing what is right to and for one another. So then, bid him sing for a world of everlasting love. Thank you.